This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Newly sworn-in Republican Representative Lauren Boebert addressed Wednesday's insurrection in a pre-recorded statement today. She compared the violent storming of the U.S. Capitol building to Black Lives Matter protests held this past summer. Boebert also attempted to distance herself from the rioters, despite her attempt to block Joe Biden's certification as president-elect.
These were not conservatives. Conservatives do not tear their country down. We build our country up. This is political hypocrisy.
In her statement, Boebert also criticized Democrats for wanting to, quote, overtax and overregulate. At demonstrations across the state today, several dozen protesters demanded that Boebert be removed from Congress. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says a group of demonstrators and counter-protesters gathered outside Boebert's Grand Junction office.
On Wednesday, Boebert tweeted, quote, "Today is 1776, several hours before rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol building following a rally in Washington by President Donald Trump." Debbie Fisk and her husband Robert say Boebert is partially responsible for the siege.
She's actually got blood on her hands now for doing what she's done.
I agree. She's part of that. Part of it.
Yeah, she is. She incited it, and she needs to be punished for it.
But Boebert supporter Doug Thompson thinks people are reading too much into the tweet.
I guarantee you, if she said it, I'll support it because I know where her heart is.
Anti-Boebert group Rural Colorado United organized the protests, which were also held in Durango and Pueblo. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Currently, Grand Junction is just below freezing, a bit warmer in the metro area where temperatures will drop to the low 20s tonight, mostly cloudy conditions. Tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches of snow around the metro area is possible with highs just above freezing, less snow expected in the central mountains. This is CPR News. Up next on All Things Considered, Twitter announced Friday that President Trump's account would be permanently suspended, citing recent tweets as violations of its glorification of violence policy. I'm Corey Jones with you on this Friday. It's almost the weekend. Thanks for hanging with us here on CPR News.